You're welcome again to Okada Weekly. My name is Maximus, your chauffeur to all things Nigeria. I've gone around the country with the champion I hailed on the Max Okada app, and I've come bearing stories from many different places. There's a lot on the table today, but don't forget that we're still in the holy month of Ramadan. So greet a Muslim you see on your way. In this life, all genders are equal. This is not Animal Farm, where some animals are more equal than others. And a cup of rice in your hand might be worth two in Cross River State. My first stop this week is the ancient city of Kano. So much going on there, from the creation of new emirates to the resignation of some community leaders. But the one that caught my attention is the state government paying dowry for 1,500 brides in a wedding ceremony. And guess how much it comes to? 30 million naira. That's about 20,000 naira per bride. Now, you know the way these things work in Nigeria. A committee is set up to screen the intending couples. The couples go through various stages of screening. The work cuts across the 44 local government areas of Kano and so on. Well, I'm just here to bring you the news. I won't even question whether the government should be reinforcing this particular tradition, or whether couples who can put together 20,000 naira for dowry should even be getting married in the first place. Mba, that's too much brain work for you and me to do. I think we should set up a committee to look into that. The next place my champion took me to was Anambra, where the State House of Assembly has made genotype testing compulsory before marriage. They said they are doing this in a bid to reduce the number of sickle cell patients in the state. The new law also seeks to reduce abuse, stigmatization, and exploitation of victims of sickle cell anemia in the state. I honestly don't know how this one makes me feel, because on the one hand, the government seems to have identified a huge problem, but I'm not sure their solution is the best way to go about it. I mean, what's the next step? Ask people to wear badges to show their genotype? I'm not fabricating this now. The state will be issuing a sickle cell disease prevention certificate to intending couples. Isn't that the same thing as a badge? Yes, we should not encourage the spread of sickle cell anemia, but wouldn't proper education be a better fix for this problem than this compulsory testing? Back in Lagos, the EFCC has signed Naira Marley and The EFCC has arrested Naira Marley and Zlatan for their alleged involvement in cybercrime and is preparing to array them in court. My bad. You know, when you see these artists in the news, the first thing that comes to mind is signing new contract or something related. And then you can't really blame me, because the pictures have been flying around of their arrest. They look like people who are celebrating the arrest or something. Details are still unfolding as to what exactly their involvement is, but I'm following the story with my Okada, so you won't miss any genge action that can happen. Still in Lagos, the Chief Judge of the state, Justice Opeyemi Okeh, has said petty offenders will no longer be sentenced to prison terms. The Chief Judge said this was part of efforts to focus on reconciliation of victims with the community and also to rehabilitate them quickly. Another good one from Lagos State, though I'm a bit concerned as to what qualifies as petty crime. Excuse me. I hope the definition is not ambiguous though, and the law is clear on what a petty crime is. Before they say that if you steal with biro, it's petty crime, but if you steal with knife, it's not petty crime. I beg, oga the law, have mercy on us. My oga at work says I've been adding weight, and that means I've not been doing anything in the office. And I'm wondering how hard work correlates to losing weight. How did that idea even get into people's head? That sounds like a maths problem from my primary school days. The amount of weight loss is proportional to the amount of work done. Find the relationship between work done and weight loss. But then, we need to realize that people are stressed and they need to tell a joke once in a while. Even if it's in the middle of an interview. One joke never killed anybody, right? I'll be back again next week, like Tottenham and Liverpool came back from impossible odds to qualify for the Champions League final. We Lagosians and Nigerians are just like that. When it looks as if everything is finished, we know how to pull a rabbit out of the hat. So therefore, whatever you do this week, it's not over until the referee blew the whistle. Thanks to my Max champion whom I used this week throughout, I don't have any funny Okada stories to discuss today. See you next week. My name is Maximus. Bye-bye.